Intrinsic, time series, forecasting. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines intrinsic forecasting and related terms as follows. Intrinsic forecast method. A forecast based on internal factors, such as an average of past sales. And extrinsic forecasting method. Time series forecasting. A forecasting method that projects historical data patterns into the future. It involves the assumption that the near-term future will be like the recent past. Time series analysis. Analysis of any variable classified by time in which the values of the variable are functions of the time periods. Time series analysis is used in forecasting. A time series consists of seasonal, cyclical, trend, and random components. C. Cyclical component, random component, seasonal component, trend component. Intrinsic or time series. Forecasting uses internal information, such as the organization's historical data on demand for a product family or individual products. The assumption that the near-term past is a good guide to the near-term future may or may not be true. The methods used in time series forecasting are less complex mathematically, and thus easier to explain to decision makers than extrinsic forecasts. Time series methods assume that the factors that have influenced the past will continue on into the future. When that trend is unlikely to be stable, causal/associative forecasting may be needed. There are a number of types of time series forecasting, ranging from the very simple to the relatively complex. Naive forecasting, life cycle analysis, moving averages, exponential smoothing, and decomposition are examples. Naive forecasting and life cycle analysis are addressed next, while the others are addressed in detail in this area. Naive forecasting simply assumes that the last period's demand will be this period's forecast. For example, that last June's results will be this June's results, or last month's deseasonalized results will be next month's deseasonalized results. It can be cost-effective but does not account for trends, and any random spike or trough in demand would be carried forward. These basic models will be off by a substantial amount when random variation has occurred in the prior period, since they will repeat that spike or dip. Other intrinsic methods, like moving averages and exponential smoothing, are primarily intended to smooth out the effects of any random variations to allow the basic trend to be projected forward. This tends to result in a safer forecast. The methods differ on how much or how little they lag a trend versus how much or how little they smooth out random variation. Faster response to a trend change will result in less smoothing out of random variation, and vice versa. Another quantitative forecasting technique is life cycle analysis, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. SCIN, Life Cycle Assessment, LCI. 2. A quantitative forecasting technique that is based on applying past patterns of demand data and that covers introduction and growth, maturity, saturation, and decline of similar products to a new product family. C. Product Life Cycle. This is a comparative technique that analyzes and adapts existing data and patterns and extrapolates them to create a forecast based on historical information. Prior to using any intrinsic method, the data needs to be prepared. For data with seasonality, the seasonality must be temporarily removed or the forecast will not correctly account for these variations. Visualizing and deseasonalizing. Two of the steps in time series forecasting are visualizing and deseasonalizing. Note that if no seasonality is present in the data, you can skip the deseasonalizing step. Visualizing the data is an important part of forecasting. You can often spot seasonality or some other trend or cycle quickly and decide how best to conduct the forecast. Seasonality can be observed for the months in a year or the hours in a day, and so on. The first thing to do when preparing to use a time series forecast is to determine if there is seasonality. Exhibit 3-35 shows some visualized raw data for a product with strong demand in the winter months and very low demand in the summer months. Exhibit 3-35. Visualize the raw data. Note the linear trend, shown as the dotted line. It is slightly upward sloping, but is not likely to create forecasting problems. The discussion of the decomposition technique will show how to adjust for a stronger trend. However, the waves are very strong, showing strong seasonality. In intrinsic forecasting, what happened in the past is projected forward. A time series forecast done during a seasonal upswing would predict the swing to keep on going upward, while a visual review clearly shows that the upswing will very likely become a downswing in a predictable manner. This is why seasonality needs to be removed, deseasonalizing, and added back only after forecasting. The process of deseasonalizing data, or removing the seasonality, involves generating a seasonal index. Exhibit 3-36 shows the raw data on the left used to generate the chart in Exhibit 3-35, and on the right, it shows the same data after it has been deseasonalized. The process of converting from raw to deseasonalized data is addressed next. Exhibit 3-36, generating deseasonalized data. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines seasonal index as 1. A number used to adjust data to seasonal demand. 2. Manipulations to the buffer size that affect inventory positions by adjusting buffers to follow seasonal patterns. SIN. Seasonal adjustment. C. Base series. A seasonal index provides information on how much each seasonal period's demand has varied from the average demand in the past, and the index is therefore used to estimate how much seasonal demand will vary from average demand in a future seasonal period. A seasonal index of 1.0 means that the period's demand is equal to average demand. A value less than 1.0 means that the period's demand is less than the average. A value greater than 1.0 shows that the period's demand is greater than average. The steps in deseasonalization using a seasonal index and forecasting with it are as follows. Calculate the period average demand by summing all like periods in the series and dividing by the number of them. In this case, this will involve calculating the month average for each month. The month average is the sum of each year's results for a given month divided by the number of years. For example, January results for the 3 years are summed and divided by 3 to find the month average of 31 units for January. This is then done for each of the other months. Calculate the average demand for all periods. In this case, this will be to calculate the year average. Sum the 12-month averages and divide by 12. In the example, this year average is deseasonalized because it averages out the rise and fall in sales. Calculate the seasonal index. In this case, we start by dividing the January average by the average demand for all 3 years. This is repeated for each other month. Note how the months with higher than average demand have an index over 1.0, while months with lower than average demand have an index of less than 1.0. Calculate deseasonalized demand by dividing each period's raw demand by the seasonal index. 32 units were sold in January of year 3, and 32 divided by 2.214 results in 14.45 deseasonalized units, which is very close to the average annual sales level shown at the bottom of Exhibit 3-36. This value would be used in the forecasting process. The exhibit shows how the seasonal index is calculated for each month for 3 years of raw data, and the values are then converted to deseasonalized values. Forecast using the deseasonalized data. Specific forecasting methods are discussed elsewhere. Apply the proper seasonal index to the deseasonalized forecast results. The example shows a deseasonalized 3-month moving average forecast of 13.99 units for year 4 being reseasonalized. If you would like to experiment with an interactive version of the worksheet used as a running example for both time series forecasting and error calculations, download the forecasting model spreadsheet from the additional resources. Another term that you may hear used when calculating the seasonal index is base series. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines base series as a standard succession of values of demand over time data used in forecasting seasonal items. This series of factors is usually based on the relative level of demand during the corresponding period of previous years. The average value of the base series over a seasonal cycle is 1.0. A figure higher than 1.0 indicates that demand for that period is higher than average. A figure less than 1.0 indicates less than average demand. For forecasting purposes, the base series is superimposed upon the average demand and trend in demand for the item in question. SIN. Base index. C. Seasonal index. Seasonality. Seasonal forecast. Commercial door manufacturer example. A simple use for the seasonal index is to create a seasonal forecast, which applies seasonality to a forecast of average demand per period. Let's use our commercial door manufacturer case study to illustrate this. In this case, we are forecasting data by quarter, so the deseasonalization process creates a quarterly seasonal index. Exhibit 3-37 shows a chart of actual demand for product family A, segment B, by quarters across a 3-year period. Note the downward sloping dotted trend line and the solid line for average demand over the entire period. Clearly, there is strong seasonality in these data. Exhibit 3-37. Visualizing data to find seasonality. Exhibit 3-38 shows the deseasonalization for this 3-year, 12-quarter period. Exhibit 3-38. Deseasonalized demand. In Exhibit 3-38, there are 3 years of quarterly data, and the quarter average was found by summing each quarter's results and dividing by 3, the number of years. These quarterly averages were then summed to 4,000 units, and the average demand for all periods was found by dividing that by 4 for the number of periods. The seasonal index was then found by dividing each quarterly average by the average demand for all periods, 1,000 units. Note how the seasonal indexes will sum to the number of periods, 4.000, which helps in verifying that the calculations are correct. After the seasonal index is prepared, the data is then deseasonalized by dividing the raw data by the seasonal index. For example, year 1, quarter 1, had 1,422 units of actual demand, and dividing this by 1.387 results in 1,025 units of deseasonalized demand. Once the data are deseasonalized, a simple seasonal forecast can be calculated for the next year or other period. Assume that the organization forecasts the annual demand for year 4 to be 3,756 units. Dividing this into quarters results in 939 units per quarter, 3,756 divided by 4. To apply seasonality, multiply each quarter's seasonal index by the average quarterly demand. Note, results are rounded. Y4 quarter 1 forecast. 1.387 times 939 equals 1,302 units. Y4 quarter 2 forecast. 1.016 times 939 equals 954 units. Y4 quarter 3 forecast. 0.677 times 939 equals 636 units. Y4 quarter 4 forecast. 0.920 times 939 equals 864 units. Sum of quarterly forecasts equals 3,756 units. If we change our example to a 1-year time bucket, we can make a forecast for all of Y4 by collapsing the quarters into years. Exhibit 3-38 showed that annual demand was 4,122, 4,000, and 3,878 units, and a 3-year moving average would result in 4,000 units. This is lagging the downward trend since, if the trend continues without change, next year would be 3,756 units. Demand went down by 122 units per year for the last 2 years. Adjusting the forecast downward might be done at this point by following the trend line or using qualitative adjustments. The organization in our example chose to set its Y4 forecast at 3,720 units due to qualitative information about the competition and other factors. A seasonal forecast could be applied by dividing the annual units by the number of periods, and then multiplying each period by its respective seasonal index. If management had a reason to believe instead that the trend would change, say, to start heading upward, these adjustments could also be made qualitatively. Other observations common to all intrinsic methods. When seasonality is removed, intrinsic methods can indeed be reasonably accurate much of the time. They can be used to project a current trend forward. However, any time series, that is, a series of demand data points over a number of past periods, will lag a change in a trend, because the series will always continue forward as if the trend had not changed. One thing to note about intrinsic methods in general is that none of them really work well for longer-term forecasting, because you rapidly run out of actual data. For example, if we wanted to forecast Y4 Q2 results at the end of Y3, we would need to use a forecast in place of the actual data for Y4 Q1 for the moving average or exponential smoothing, and so the forecasts would quickly become less useful. Instead, the procedure is to wait until the next period, when the actual results come in, and then forecast for the future period at that time. Thus, forecasting would be done one day, week, month, quarter, or year at a time, depending on the time bucket.